我们人生当中，我们要面对各样不同的人际关系。
And in our lives, we'll experience many different interpersonal relationships.
当然，第一个，我们要跟自己，要面对跟自己的关系啊。
And the first is you learn your relationship between you and those close and around you.
我们就是自己跟自己的关系。
Actually, sorry. First is like your relationship with yourself.
第二个，我们自己跟神的关系。
And the second relationship is yourself with God.
第三个就是我们自己跟别人的关系。
And the third is our relationship with other people.
通常我们对自己不错，我们对神的关系也都在加强当中。
And usually we're pretty good to ourselves, and then our relationship with God is strengthened as well.
但是对别人的关系啊，大部分人都有许多要努力去改善的空间。
But our relationship with other people, there may be many areas of improvement.
我们跟别人的关系多多少少都有一些破口。
Our relationship with other people, more or less, will have cracks.
也因此造成我们心里面没有真正的安息。
And as a result, this causes a lack of true rest in our hearts.
那有这样的破口呢？跟别人之间的关系的破口，会使我们心中的平安，会慢慢的流失掉。
And so these cracks will cause the true peace and rest that has been accumulated in our hearts to leak away.
我想我们很多弟兄姊妹多多少少都有这种体验。
And I feel that for many of us, brothers and sisters, we will experience this more or less.
或许我们在自己的家里面，我们在祷告、在读经当中，我们从神得到一些平安。
Maybe in our lives, in praying and reading the Bible, and fellowshipping with other brothers and sisters, we will receive true rest.
但是我们到一定的场所，到教会或是什么样的一些地方的时候，我们碰到一些跟我们关系不好的人，我们就发现说，我们的平安慢慢的就流失掉了。
But maybe at church, when we meet people that we might not get along with, it seems like our peace and rest in our hearts that we have accumulated slips away.
这样子，这个时候呢，我们心里面没有办法得到安息
And at this point, at this time, we can't receive rest or experience peace in our heart.
啊。因为我们。跟别人的关系有了破口。
And this is because our relationship with other people has cracks.
怎么样弥补这个破口呢？
So, how do we repair these cracks?
主耶稣这边教导我们说我们要学他的样式。
And Lord Jesus says here is to learn from him.
主耶稣的样式是什么呢？
So, what is Lord Jesus, or what is his characteristics?
我们看29节，马太福音11章29节。
So let's look again at Matthew chapter 11, verse 29.
我心里柔和谦卑，这就是主耶稣的样式啊，是啊。
And Lord Jesus says, I am gentle and lowly in heart. And then, so this is the characteristics of Lord Jesus.
所以我们要学习主耶稣的柔和谦卑啊。
So we have to be like Jesus and be gentle and lowly in heart.
有柔和谦卑，这是主耶稣的样式。我们学了之后，我们才有办法，跟别人的关系，能够改善。
So, being gentle and lonely in heart, these are characteristics of Jesus. And when we learn this, we can improve our relationships with others.
圣经里面呢，将柔和谦卑常常放在一起来讲。
So, in the Bible, when it talks about gentle and lowly in heart, it often is placed together.
所以圣经上有一句话，叫做谦和，就是英文叫做 meek。
And so in the Bible, together it is meek.
啊，没看马太福音第五章第五节。
Let's flip to Matthew chapter 5, verse 5.
啊，这边提到说哈，温柔的人是有福的，因为他们必承受地土。
And here it says, Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
啊，这个英文是写 meek 啊，中文是温柔哈。其实这个 meek 啊，不单只是温和啊，还有包括谦卑的意思啊。
And here in English it says meek, which is not just gentle, but it is lowly in heart too. It's humility.
啊，就是有温和加上谦卑，这个就是 meek 啊，就是谦和。
So when gentleness is accompanied with lowliness in heart, like humility, it's meekness.
啊，这就是主耶稣的样式
And this is the characteristic of Jesus.
啊。啊，一个谦和的人呢，哈，一个 meek 的人呢，哈，不是被动的逆来顺受。
And so someone who's meek is not just meek in the background.
啊，他是有力量的，但是他能够控制自己，不生气，不发怒。
And so someone that is meek doesn't mean they have no power. They actually control their own emotions.
他有权利，但是他有宽大的态度，不去使用他的权利。
They have authority, but they don't use their power in that way. They have the authority, but yeah.
就像在创世纪26章那边哈，以撒跟非利士人的一些故事
So it's just like it says in Genesis chapter 26 about Isaac with the Philistines.
以撒在这个地方呢，他的仆人挖了井。
挖了井，
好几次，然后这个非利士人都要把他的井把他抢过来。
So many times Isaac dug a well and found water, and these Philistines wanted to steal these wells from him.
但是以撒都让了。
But Esau gave them to gave the wells to them.
到最后呢，到最后以撒挖的的仆人挖了一口井。
And until the end, every
对以撒的仆人哈，挖到了一口井啊。
Oh, so until the end, Isaac kept on digging wells.
这时候呢，非利士人不来跟他们抢这口井了。
And at the end, the Philistines stopped trying to steal the wells from him.
我们看创世纪26章。
So let's look at Genesis chapter 26.
创世纪26章22节，
Genesis chapter 26, verse 22.
以撒离开那里，又挖了一口井。他们不为这井争竞了，他们又给那井起名叫利和伯，就是宽阔的意思。他说：“主现在给我们宽阔之地，我们必在这里，在这地昌盛。”请念。
Genesis chapter 26, verse 22. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, because he said, For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land.
以撒的仆人所挖的这些井呢，是先前呢，以撒的父亲亚伯拉罕所拥有的井
So in the Previously, the wells that Isaac inherited were dug by his father Abraham.
所以这些井是属于以撒的。
So these are actually belonging to Isaac.
但是非利士人偏偏要把以撒的仆人所挖的井抢过去。
But the Philistines kept on wanting to take away the wells that were belonging to Isaac.
以撒是有权利来享用这些井。
So Isaac had the authority to use these wells.
但是他愿意放弃这些权利。
but he's willing to give up his right to these wells.
他用温和谦卑的心来面对，来抢他井的这些非利士人。
So he's willing to use a gentle and humble heart to face the Philistines.
最后非利士人也看到神跟以撒同在。
So in the end, the Philistines can see that God was abiding with Isaac.
所以他们也不再跟以撒来抢井了。
So at the end, they didn't take the wells away from Isaac any longer.
所以以撒这边跟我们刚刚所读的22节呢，以撒跟他们挖到这个利荷伯这个井的时候呢，这个非利士人就不来跟他们抢了。
So at the end, when Isaac moved the well and he dug it, they no longer tried to take it away from him. They called the well Rehoboth.
所以以撒说了，神现在给我们宽阔之地，我们必在这个地昌盛。
And it says that for now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land.
所以以撒能够承受地土，能够在这个利荷伯这个地方能够承受地土啊。
And so here in Rehoboth, he was able to inherit the land.
所以我们刚刚所读的马太福音5章里面温柔的人有福的他们必承受地土。
And so we read the verse that those blessed are the meek, so they shall inherit the earth.
同样的，在诗篇37篇11节那边也告诉我们谦卑的人有福的，他们必承受地土。
Likewise, in Psalms chapter 37, verse 11, it says that the meek shall inherit the earth.
所以我们若是能够学主耶稣的样式成为一个谦和的人成为一个温柔谦卑的人我们就可以得到真正的安息呀。
So, if we are like Lord Jesus and are meek, we are gentle and lonely in heart, then we will be able to find true rest.
今天我们很多的弟兄姊妹都有一颗心，愿意来服侍主。
So, today there's many brothers and sisters that have a heart that's willing to serve Lord Jesus.
我们愿意来报答主耶稣在我们身上的大恩典。
So, we're able to repay all the grace that God has shown us in our lives.
但是要服侍主之前，我们要先训练自己有这种温柔谦卑的心。
But today, in order to serve Lord Jesus, we have to train ourselves with a gentle and humble heart.
我们要来去学习主耶稣的样式。
And we can learn from Lord Jesus' example.
这样子有这样一种训练不管我们遇到各样的这种挑战各样的这种不合理的对待，我们心里面都有真正的平安，我们能够找到真正的安息。
And to have this training that no matter what challenge we face, or if it seems like anything illogical or we're at shorthanded, we will have still true peace in Lord Jesus.
有真平安，能够找到真正的安息，我们服侍的这种精神，我们服侍的这种意愿，才能够继续的下去。
So to have true peace, then we could have this attitude and strength to continue serving Lord Jesus.
我们看到很多的例子，一些很热心、愿意服侍主的弟兄姊妹到后来把这个服侍的工作把它去把它把它把它婉拒掉了。
So we see many examples of people that used to be so fervent in serving Lord Jesus, but then they eventually give up serving the Lord.
因为他越服侍，他心里面越没有得到安息。
And it's because of the more that they serve, the less peace they have in our heart.
因为所遇到的这些挑战质疑甚至有一些侮辱性的一些言语，让他心里面没有办法得到真正的安息。
Maybe it's because of the challenge they faced or criticisms from other people, that through the servitude, they are not able to find true rest.
我想真正的原因就是我们没有办法，还没有办法学到主耶稣这心里面的柔和谦卑，他的样式，他的样式。
And I think it's actually that they can't learn from Lord Jesus that are unable to find this meekness and gentleness and lowly in heart from Lord Jesus.
若是我们能够学真正学习到主耶稣的样式，柔和谦卑，我们不管在什么的什么样的境遇当中，我们都可以得到真正的安息啊。
But if we're able to learn from Lord Jesus the gentleness and lowly in heart, then we can face any obstacle or situation in our servitude.
我们求主耶稣加添给我们力量，给我们勇气能够把他的样式真正的学习到。
So we ask God to give us strength and the courage to find, to learn really from Jesus' example.
所以得真平安对世人来讲是一个很困难的事情。
Gaining true rest may seem very difficult for people in the world.
但是主耶稣已经给我们指明一条真正的道路可以得到真正的平安。
But Lord Jesus has shown us this true way to find true rest.
主耶稣告诉我们，我们要到他这里来，我们就可以得到安息啊。
Lord Jesus said to come to him and we are able to find true rest.
主耶稣告诉我们，我们要负他的轭，我们要学他的样式，我们就可以得到真正的安息。
Lord Jesus said to take his yoke and to learn from him, and then we can find true rest.
求主耶稣加添我们力量把主耶稣所教导我们的得到真正安息、真正平安的方法，我们把它牢牢的记住并且把它做出来，我们心里面就可以得享安息啊。
So we ask Lord Jesus to give us strength so that we can learn from him and his example. So that we can find true rest.